Because of your great love, everybody sing now. Just get so happy. And welcome to our service on this Sunday, the 7th of March 2021. Today we're looking at Philippians and we're looking at being one in Christ. Following the service, you will have the opportunity to grab a drink and join us on Zoom for a chat. The service will continue to be available after the initial stream on the website. Don't forget as well, you can find Holy Communion being streamed live from church on Wednesdays. And our parish prayer on a Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. You can join the Zoom room or join us on Facebook. Also at the moment we're in Lent and our Lent course is going on. We're looking at discipleship explored through the book of Philippians and what it means to follow the crucified Christ. As we start our service today though, I just want to introduce Roger, one of our church wardens, who has a message for all of us.
Hello, I'm Roger and I'm one of the church wardens here at Bedhampton. We are committed to serving our community, not just through worship on Sundays, but through the use of our facilities, and especially those at St Nicholas. In normal times, we're privileged to have uniformed organisations, young children, slimmers, dancers, societies, and folk of all ages meeting in our church. However, to serve them properly, we really must refurbish our toilets and add facilities for the disabled. The design for this has been approved and there's an agreed price for the building work. Bedhampton Church funds can contribute almost half of the cost. Donations, grants and offers of loans made in the past 4 weeks have got us about two-thirds of the way. What we really need now is the last third, or about £30,000, so we can put the work in hand with confidence. Please, look into your hearts and into your wallets to see what you can do. If you're making a donation and you're a UK taxpayer, please pick up a form in St Thomas's or call me on the number shown on Hope on your screen, and I'll make sure we get a form to you and details of how to return it to the Treasurer. Filling in the form enables Mike Case, our Treasurer, to claim back tax and make your donation worth even more. Whatever you donate will be strictly in confidence. Not even the rector or the church wardens are allowed to know what individuals give. You know, we don't like asking for money, but this is not just about Bedhampton Church. It's about serving our community. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Roger. I know revamping toilets may not seem the most exciting project we could be raising money for, but it's currently what's needed so we can continue to serve our community. And now, as we turn to our service this morning, let's take time to pause and come before God in praise and worship. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And also with you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to the service of God. And now please join me in a song of worship as we sing, O Lord our God, how majestic is your name.
O Lord our God, how majestic is your name. The earth is filled with your glory. O Lord our God, you are robed in majesty. You've set your glory above the heavens. We will magnify, we will magnify the Lord enthroned. We will magnify the Lord enthroned in Zion. O Lord our God, you have established the throne. You reign in righteousness and splendor. O Lord our God, the skies are ringing with your praise. Soon those on earth will come to worship. We will magnify, we will magnify the Lord enthroned in Zion. We will magnify, we will magnify the Lord enthroned. Your command. In you all things now hold together. Now to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and glory and power forever. We will magnify, we will magnify the
Thank you. That song always makes me think of Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You've made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. You made them rulers over the works of your hands and put everything under their feet. All flocks and herds and the animals of the wild and the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins, restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed is the Lord, for he has heard the voice of our prayer. Therefore our hearts shall dance for joy, and in our song we will praise our God. Blessed are you, Lord our God, creator and redeemer of all. To you be glory and praise forever. From the waters of chaos you drew forth the world, and in your great love fashioned us in your image. Now, through the deep waters of death, you have brought your people to new birth by raising your Son to life in triumph. May Christ, your light, ever dawn in our hearts as we offer you our sacrifice of thanks and praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. And now we're going to have our two readings. And following those readings, Fleur is going to come and speak to us.
The reading is taken from Luke 7, 1 to 10. The Faith of the Centurion. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. This man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue. So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. This is the word of the Lord.
The reading is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 27 and continuing in chapter 2 to verse 11. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as the one man of the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then take my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hello everyone! As you can see, the bunting has exploded. We had a birthday this week in Family Regalia. Grace was 8 on Tuesday. So we were very thankful for the time we all spent together. And I'm also very thankful because it means I've got more bunting. But I will take it down. Maybe not for V-Day. I think that's going to be there for years to come. Okay, so we're talking about Discipleship Explored, and this is week 3 of our Lent series that we're sharing together. We had Peter speak in the first week, and we had Max speak last week, and it's my turn. I wanted to talk to you predominantly, obviously, from the passages that have just been read. We're going through the last part of Philippians 1 and the first part of Philippians 2. I'm going to read from that first verse of Philippians 1:27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. This is the message I feel God wants us to hear. And I've been thinking about this and praying about it. And actually, I can't seem to get past this verse. I think what this verse says is no excuses, whatever happens. This is Paul writing this letter to the Philippians. He's in chains and he's writing to his friends who are far away. Sorry, that's my work computer, but I'm going to keep going. And in the same way as Paul writing in chains to his friends who are far away, this is us as a church in Bedhampton, worshipping in isolation from one another. This is us, lonely in our homes, trapped in uncomfortable situations, potentially overwhelmed by our circumstances. But this is what God says. whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, whatever happens. As I was preparing for this week, a lot going on, work, birthday, I started to think about maybe my youngest, when Beau goes to school, then maybe I'll have more time, and maybe then it's that I should offer to maybe to speak in church. Maybe I don't have the time now or the headspace, but I will do in the future. Have you ever said something similar? You know, for example, when I can start seeing people again, then I'll, or when my health is better, then I can. Or have you forgiven yourself for poor behaviour because of your current struggles? You know, well, no wonder I'm acting like this. Or I'll be nicer when I'm less stressed. Or I'll be able to love more when this time is over. You know, I'll be less greedy. And for me, this is the perils of the snack cupboard. When this time is over, I'll be less when this time is over. Or I'll be more when this time is over. You know, or actually, are we frightened? You know, I'm frightened of my finances. I'm frightened for my family's health, my health. I'm frightened for my job. But God says to us in this passage and in numerous times, don't be afraid. Don't be frightened in any way. There's no excuses. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of Christ. Whatever happens. I feel the rest of my talk will just be fluff. So strongly do we need to be told this message. Our struggles are real. We are chained. We are frightened. But whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of Christ. I many times come to a song that reminds me that actually the bad times are as ordained as the good times. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. When the road is marked with suffering and there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name, Lord. You give and you take away, but my heart will choose to say, blessed be your name. Reach out of your suffering and into a manner worthy of Christ. We suffer because of and for Christ. I so passionately believe that our suffering is owned by God. He knows it. He allows it. He is waiting for us in heaven. Let that reassure you. Take yourself out of your suffering, and whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of Christ. And so, in the manner of Christ, Philippians lists all these attributes about being of one spirit with our friends, about doing nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility value others above ourselves. Our daughter Joy is named after an acronym. I guess not a lot of people say that. Why are you named that? Well, it's because of an acronym. But it's from a Salvation Army chorus. And it says, Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. Max spoke last week about that very order, having no gods before our one true God and loving one another. Max also said that his passage in Philippians was so powerful that just by reading it and hearing it would be enough. And I agreed so much with that, that actually I'm going to do that now for Philippians 2:5, verses 5 to 11. And I heard this described as a poem, but I think it's something so much more you know, it's a passage of text that is ingrained on our hearts to such an extent that we may not know exactly where it's situated in the Bible, but as soon as I start to read, you will be able to follow the words in your own heart. This is a breathe text. This is very powerful. So, Philippians 2, 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And now we come to our centurion, to the passage that was read from Luke. The centurion says to Jesus, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." The centurion knew this, "but say the word," he said. "Be bold in proclaiming your faith and acknowledging Jesus in your own lives." I hope this week's Discipleship Explored has been helpful. I hope it has spoken to you. I am thankful for the chance to speak to you like this, and I pray, brothers and sisters, that we will be together with one another again soon. But until then, whatever happens, no excuses. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Fleur. You've certainly given us a lot to think about today. And as we think about what Fleur has been saying, please do join in this lovely song, "To Be in Your Presence."
Make me call.
I just want to reread some of those words we've already heard today from Philippians 2. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we now come to that point in the service where I'm going to ask you to declare what you believe. Please, if you can, join with me in the words of the Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now Vanda is going to lead us in a time of intercession.
Lord our God, teach us to live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, despite our circumstances. May we not be intimidated by opposition or criticism. Keep us firm in the faith and hope you have set before us. We pray for your church here and throughout the world. May she stand firm and show your compassion and sympathy to all during this pandemic. May each member be obedient to you and seek to do your will, even in lockdown. May we each look for opportunities to serve in love and humility. We thank you for Bishop Christopher, who has done just that as Bishop of this diocese. We pray for a fruitful retirement for him, and we pray for all those who are seeking his replacement. Father God, guide all involved in that process so that the next Bishop of Portsmouth will be of your choosing. We pray for the world in this crisis, for the leaders of the nations and their governments, for areas most affected by the pandemic, for places where health care and resources are scarce and where the pandemic brings further suffering. We remember especially the United States, where civil unrest is making fighting the COVID virus more difficult. We pray for your guidance for President Biden and his government, that they will not make any decisions through selfish ambition or vain conceit. We pray for peace in that country that only you, Lord, can bring. Lord, there are so many countries coping with war and serious internal conflicts, as well as the coronavirus. We place them into your loving hands. We pray for our local communities, for the elderly confined to their homes and still separated from family and support, for those who have lost their source of income, for those who are homeless, for those who live in fear in their own homes because of relational conflict or abuse. Lord, we thank you for all those who are reaching out to others with everyday acts of kindness. Help all those who profess faith in you to do their part, if only in prayer. We pray for all pupils and teachers as they prepare to return to schools and colleges on Monday. We pray that there will be no fear and that all will be kept safe. We pray for those who are sick or dying, for those afflicted with coronavirus, for those with other illnesses and conditions which leave them vulnerable, for those with poor mental health, for all who suffer, whether from illness or bereavement, remembering especially those on our weekly sheet and those known only to us individually. Ever-present God, be with us in our isolation. Be close to us in our distancing. Be healing in our sickness. Be joy in our sadness. Be light in our darkness. Be wisdom in our confusion. Be all that is familiar when all is unfamiliar. That when the doors reopen, we may, with the zeal of Pentecost, inhabit our communities and speak of your goodness to an emerging world. For Jesus' name's sake, Amen.
Thank you for that, Vanda. In gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour sought us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness sustain us by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, our Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with us in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And as our service draws to a close, please do join with me in the words of that wonderful hymn, Thine Be the Glory.
Bright way and
be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory, thou or death has won. Amen. And as our service draws to a close, please join with me in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. If you're watching live, please do grab a drink, log into Zoom and join in with members of the congregation. We would love to see you there. Don't forget, we'll be online again next week. Church is open for private prayer, Holy Communion on Wednesday, and our prayer meeting on Wednesday morning. Have a great week, everybody. Keep you safe. And hopefully I'll see a few of you in a few minutes in the Zoom room.
Everywhere.